Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bridget Toomey of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, watching the Houthis. The Houthis are what right now looks to be unconquered, somewhere in northern Yemen, outside of Sana'a and in Sana'a. They are extremely well organized and disciplined and have withstood all possible attacks by the Israeli Defense Forces, by the American Navy, by the British Navy, by the region entirely for years, but especially since the war breaking out 2 years ago, less a day. Bridget, a very good evening to you. We begin with the story so far. When last we spoke, the Houthis had fired a missile into a Red Sea ship. Since then, I believe they fired one missile and one drone. Bring me up to date on what they've been doing to maintain their effort to disrupt the war. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yep, the Houthis last week on Monday attacked a Dutch ship in the Gulf of Aden. That ship is now adrift. The crew had to abandon the ship. And they have continued their attacks on Israel with at least a missile and a drone, which is a slower pace of attacks than we were seeing in September, but ongoing. The Houthis have also chosen to sanction 13 U.S. companies and their CEOs and a couple of vessels. These are largely oil and energy companies. And these sanctions are, again, over the war in Gaza, ongoing support or engagement with Israel.
What does the sanction announcement look like? Have you seen it?
I have. I thought it looked remarkably similar to U.S. sanctions announcements. And they noted in their announcement that this was also in response to U.S. ongoing sanctions against the Houthis. The U.S. has done a series of designations for their illicit financing, their weapons smuggling, all sorts of the terrorism activity that the Houthis continue to engage in. And they said that in their announcement, they said they will continue to use all tools at their disposal to counter Israel and U.S. support for Israel, which, you know, begs the question, is this sanctioning a precursor to potentially resuming attacks against vessels connected to the United States, which, if you'll remember, in May, the Houthis and the United States breached a ceasefire agreement that said that the Houthis would not target any American vessels, commercial or military, and the Americans stopped what was a roughly 7-week air campaign against the Houthis.
Have they fired a drone recently, or is that old news?
They have fired a drone recently, another drone at Eilat in southern Israel, which that drone was intercepted. In September, they had success in getting a few drones through Israeli defense systems. Those struck the southern port city of Eilat.
So one drone and one missile in a week, is that something they've done before, or is that unusually slow?
That was roughly standard for a long time throughout, you know, earlier in 2025. And we'll see, there was one alert triggered, I believe it was yesterday, the 5th. So the Houthis have not released their statement on that attack yet, whether that was more than one drone that they claim to have launched. But this had been the standard kind of pace for quite a few months. In September, they were increasing it to nearly daily launches. And it's a little uncertain if they have, chosen to slow things down for what reason, whether that is to conserve weapons or they're directing their efforts elsewhere.
The Israelis had countered the Houthis a week past, I believe. Your last report was dateline the 26th. Has there been any information out of Jerusalem about targeting again, about whether they regard that raid as successful or a failure?
The initial reports seem to regard that attack as a success, and Israel's attacks on the Houthis have been successful in some of the targeting, but they have not managed to deter the Houthis. But it's unclear that these airstrikes targeting, you know, infrastructure would have the ability to deter the Houthis. It might take something much more significant, such as killing, you know, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the leader of the group, or senior military command, or potentially incurring costs on Iran for arming the Houthis. So the strikes hit their targets. Israel is going through their target list. They're likely to continue airstrikes, but they haven't been able to deter the Houthis yet.
There is a report in English in the Jerusalem Post about a report from the region by an Arabic media, Al-Ayn, pointing to a connection between the Houthis and al-Qaeda. Is that established or is that speculative?
The Houthis certainly have connections with other terrorist groups in the region, including al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is prevalent in al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP. It's prevalent in Yemen, particularly in some of the more rural areas where the government forces have less control. And it's been documented Houthi interactions with al-Qaeda. This group looks to, you know, exploit any relationship, use any relationship that it can. And al-Qaeda destabilizing Yemen, carrying out terrorist activity, they share their anti-West sentiment. And that's something the Houthis, despite having different religious background, they're willing to, you know, work where they can on any anti-American activity, any anti-West, anti-Israel.
Now, a puzzle. There is a peace deal on the table about the Gazan conflict. Its fate may or may not be determined by the next time we talk. So I wanted to ask you a question that's speculative, but it's logical. The Houthis have used the Gazan conflict as their casus belli to continue to fire missiles against Israel, against shipping, against anyone who crosses their path. If the guns fall silent sometime in the next days or weeks, do the Houthis need a new casus belli? Are they that logical and legalistic, or are they just going to continue making trouble?
It's a little hard to tell. So the Houthis certainly use this war to fuel their domestic support and their, you know, domestic, you know, they need this to satisfy their population, to justify their ongoing attacks on Israel. So partly, I think their decision will be directed by how Iran continues to proceed, if Iran, you know, wants to continue stirring chaos in the region. And the Houthis, they'll find an excuse if they want one. We've seen throughout this war, they're willing to attack ships with no connection to Israel, and they make it up. But the other thing to watch will be how Israel responds to this. Even if the Houthis maybe say they're following a ceasefire in Gaza, that they're willing to stop launching attacks at Israel, I'm not sure that Israel or the United States should rely on Houthi self-restraint, or would rely on Houthi self-restraint. They might feel that they need to really take some decisive action to counter the Houthis, to minimize this threat. And I think the Houthis would certainly respond to any action, ongoing action by Israel.
Bridget Toomey for Foundation for Defense of Democracy is watching the Houthis.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.